Regarding the spoils of war, the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, said, "When one of the prophets was preparing for battle, he told his people before setting off that none of the following were to accompany him. Anyone who had made a contract to marry and intended bringing her home, but had not yet done so. Any person who had built walls of a house, but had not yet put a roof on it. Anyone who had purchased pregnant ewes or she-camels and was waiting for them to give birth." Then he set off. He reached the town a little before afternoon prayer and said to the son, "You are commissioned, I am also commissioned." Then he supplicated, "Lord, delay its setting for us." And the sun was prevented from setting until Allah had given him victory. After the battle, when the spoils had been gathered for burning as an offering, the fire refused to consume them. So he announced, "Someone amongst you has stolen part of the spoils. Therefore, let one man from each tribe give me his allegiance." When a certain man's hand stuck to the Prophet said, "Someone from your tribe is guilty of theft. Let each man in your tribe give me their allegiance." As they were giving their allegiance, the hands of two or three men stuck to the Prophet's hand, and he informed them that one of the three was guilty of theft. Thereupon, a heap of gold as large as the head of a cow was brought forward and placed with the other spoils of war, and the fire consumed everything. Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, added, "Before us, the spoils of war were unlawful, but Allah has made them lawful to us because of our weakness and lack of means."